SBS Radio.
Scott Morrison wants his new ministry to get straight to work to make it easier for Australians to access government services. The Prime Minister put his own stamp on the ministry and cabinet after making minimal changes when he took over as leader in August last year, and one of them created history. West Australian MP Ken Wyatt becomes Australia's first Aboriginal member to be appointed the Indigenous Affairs Minister. Mr. Wyatt tweeted that he's incredibly honoured to be the first Aboriginal Minister for Indigenous Australians. He added that he's committed to working and working together with elders, families and communities to ensure the greatness of Australia's many Indigenous nations is reflected in the greatness of the Australian nation. Mr. Morrison said Mr. Wyatt will be supported by a new National Indigenous Australians Agency attached to the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. Co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, Dr. Jackie Huggins, has told the ABC that Mr. Wyatt is capable of bringing some positive change for Indigenous Australians.
I think so. Ken will be able and best suited and best equipped to tackle our issues because he is one of us. He knows where we come from. He knows our history, identity and culture, and he's had lived experience like the rest of us.
Dr. Huggins says among Mr. Wyatt's top priorities should be implementing recommendations from numerous inquiries and reports over a number of decades that have considered Indigenous disadvantage and how to reduce it.
To implement those changes and those massive reports that we've had sitting around the halls of Parliament and on the shelves, namely the Royal Death in Custody recommendations, the Stolen Generation, Bring Them Home report. So I would hope that probably one of the first things Ken does is to revisit them and to look at the way in which they still are very relevant to contemporary times.
Former Turnbull Health Minister Susan Lee has been appointed Environment Minister, replacing Melissa Price, who has been moved to the Outer Ministry to become Defence Industry Minister. Energy Minister Angus Taylor, who's voiced strong support for opening new coal-fired power plants, has gained emission reduction responsibilities. The Australian Conservation Foundation CEO Kelly O'Shaughnessy says having the same person in charge of emissions and energy is dangerous.
Having the same minister in charge, and for a minister in this day and age to be speaking about new coal plants in this country, is highly irresponsible and actually incredibly dangerous, because we and the rest of the world need to move to renewable energy. If we continue to burn coal for our electricity for the decades and decades ahead, then runaway climate damage will be unavoidable.
Former Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has taken on the newly created role of Minister for Water Resources, Drought, Rural Finance, Natural Disaster and Emergency Management. Deputy Nationals leader Bridget McKenzie takes over as Agriculture Minister, becoming the first woman to hold that position. Former Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce has lost his role as Drought Envoy. Meanwhile, Tasmanian Senator Richard Colbeck has picked up three portfolios, aged care, sport and youth. The peak body for representing and supporting providers of aged services, leading Aged Services Australia, has welcomed the 61-year-old's appointment, as has the peak body for young people, Youth Action. Youth Action's Manager of Policy and Advocacy, Jackie McKenzie, says as long as Senator Colbeck listens to young Australians, the group isn't concerned about his age or other portfolios.
Fortunately, age isn't a prerequisite for being a good politician. What is important is that the minister is going to listen and to act on the needs of young people. We know that a combination of debt, joblessness, globalisation, and rising house prices is really depressing young people's incomes and life prospects.
New finance and work-related appointments include that of Jane Hume, who's become Assistant Minister for Superannuation and Financial Services. And in addition to his role as Assistant Treasurer, Michael Suka has picked up the job of Minister for Housing to focus on the loan scheme for first home buyers the government promised during the federal election campaign. Attorney General Christian Porter has also gained responsibility for industrial relations. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has praised the new appointments. CEO James Pearson says it's a well-balanced cabinet.
It's the right mix of stability and progress. It's got some experienced hands in key portfolios, and it's bringing in new talent, and that might well mean fresh approaches. This is a cabinet led by a man all of whom who understand the central importance of business to Australia's economic well-being.
The reappointment of Stuart Robert to cabinet has attracted strong criticism from Labor. Mr. Robert quit Malcolm Turnbull's cabinet in 2016 after it was revealed he misrepresented a private trip to China to support a Liberal Party donor as official government business. In 2017, it was revealed his parents didn't know they were directors of Mr. Robert's IT company, which had won millions of dollars of government work. While a year later, Mr. Robert paid back nearly $38,000 to taxpayers after it emerged he was charging them almost $2,000 a month for his home internet bill. Labour's Richard Miles says the coalition hasn't adequately replaced its retired ministers.
What we are left with is the talentless rump of the Liberal Party. If you are in any doubt as to the exodus of talent from the Liberal Party, the fact that Stuart Robert has been given cabinet responsibility for anything says everything.
Mr. Robert was a key backer of Mr. Morrison in last year's leadership spiel. The man he replaces, looking after Australia's social services, Paul Fletcher, has become Minister for Communications, Cyber Safety and the Arts. Another supporter of Mr. Morrison in the leadership spiel, Alex Hawke, has been promoted to International Development Minister and Assistant Defence Minister. It's hoped he'll be able to build stronger defence and economic ties with Pacific nations.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.